Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
I'll just pretend it was only meant to be you all along.
Yeah.
It's a lovely name, Charlotte.
I know. Yeah. There's lots of Charlottes. It has been in the top names for a while. You know, after that, you know, Princess Charlotte was born. I think it became very popular.
Who was Princess Charlotte, or is Princess Charlotte?
You know, the Princess Charlotte.
Oh, the...
William's daughter.
Oh, is her name Charlotte? I guess it is. That's how much notice I'm taking, right?
But when we were on BFM years ago and I was doing Morning Glory, we had to differentiate between Charlotte Reed and me. So we named her Charlotte Reed because she had red hair. And I was Charlotte Ryan. Yeah.
Right, good. All right,
yeah,
we've got
anyway,
that sorted.
Clarified.
Okay. Now, nightmares, and what a great event for people who are civically minded and also just for the arts. So you're the moderator of this event, and this is the third of three events that have happened throughout the year.
Yeah.
So, and Charlotte Billings is the co-director of she's a strategist and co-director of Place Creative. And from my understanding of it, they're a company that develop workable strategies for something called placemaking. What is placemaking?
They are a cool business. It sounds, those words are very council probably, but basically it means that they want to invigorate a space in a cool way, get people along to a space. So it might even be, I don't know, a building that's totally run down, and they might go, right, let's do a pop-up dinner here, or let's do there might be a spot on K Road and they'll organise an event or a pop-up or an installation or something to be there. They've done really cool stuff with lighting, you know, like light exhibitions and things like that, but it's quite a new project, and Nightmares is one of its big projects.
Okay, and how are the council integrating with this whole idea? Do they love it?
Yes, they love it now, but we did it without council support. We created the Nightmares to kind of, well, we created it because everyone was really depressed and hating on Auckland.
And, were they?
Yeah, right. Surprise, surprise. And we were like, why this, you know, this sucks, because some of us have chosen to be here. And so we were like, well, we want to have a positive conversation about the city. And so, yeah, and a lot, Auckland City Council weren't doing things that sort of suited us or represented us. So, yeah, me and four other women got together and sort of brainstormed and were like, let's do something cool. Let's just, you know, be positive. And that's how the Nightmares formed. And it's really, we didn't really know what it is or where it's going, but it's developing into this really cool thing. And this, yeah, two nights have sold out. This is our third night on Wednesday. Yeah, well, and
it's a great idea and wonderful wahine. Good on you.
Yeah.
And it's very much about engaging with a community who might otherwise not get a chance to express their ideas and how they think the city should really be run, should be utilised, should be operated, or what it needs.
Totally, and simplifying that communication as well. Because recently there was, you know, Auckland City Council have been asking for submissions and things like that. And I find, I wanted to give feedback, but I had no idea how. And I'm, you know, I work in the media, or, you know, worked in the media and things, and I thought, how is this
you
so difficult?
Do,
I still do. How is this so difficult for me to understand?
Yes.
And so we want to make that more accessible. So we had this thing called the Sunday Submissions Party, where we got people in and encouraged them to make submissions to the to the Auckland City Council. And we're just kind of trying to link it to make it cooler.
Is it just creatively? Is it just the arts?
No, it's not. Like this panel on Wednesday, we've got Lucy McRae. She's all over the music scene. She has Whammy Bar and she's, you know, a publicist and blah, blah, blah. She's in Dick Move, the band as well. But she's going to be talking about, I guess, venues and how Auckland City Council can support venues more. And I didn't really understand, but it's even like having a loading zone outside a venue. You know, so the bands can come up, park easily, take their gear in. To get a loading zone outside a venue is a really difficult thing. So it's kind of like having these conversations and going, well, how can we make that better? Or, you know, why doesn't the council think of this? Or when the council are building, they just built this new space down Ponsonby Road, kind of beside Dizengoff. It's this new...
it looks good.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
But one really exciting thing about that is that the council put in three-phase power, and they've never put in three-phase power, and I didn't even know what three-phase power is, but basically that means that bands can play in that spot, whereas often the council will build situations without you know, without the capacity for bands to play. So just sort of encouraging, having those conversations and creating a bit of, I guess, hype, so then the council will follow and, yeah, you know.
Okay, so we'll talk about the guests in a moment, but yep, one of them, or the rest of the guests that are going to be on Wednesday night for Nightmares, but one of the guests, as well as Lucy on the four-person panel, is Geneva AM, yep, and she's just so perfect for this because of her latest album.
And she grew up in Tamaki. She went to Newton Central, I think, and now she lives on Waiheke Island. So a part of the whole questions, you know, we'll be asking her, you know, if you were mayor, what would you run for? But also things like, how do you get around the city? Do you walk? Do you scooter? Do you, you know, it's kind of even just, you know, fun questions like that. When you get off the ferry from Waiheke, what's your food spot that you go to, you know? Yeah.
All right, let's listen to Geneva AM and we'll come back and talk about the rest of the panel. And just, as I said, perfect. Urban planning from Geneva AM.
Ko whakapunake te maunga, ko waikare moana te roto, ko waipaua te marae. Ko horuta te waka, ko ngāti hinga hinga te hapu, ko ngāti ruapane te iwi, tēnā koe. I wanna believe I'm never alone. How does it feel when you're finally home? I wanna believe I'm never alone. How does it feel when you're finally home? Te maunga, ko waikare moana te roto, ko waipaua te marae. Ko harauta te waka, ko ngāti hinga hinga te hapu, ko ngāti ruapani te iwi, tēnā koe.
BFM and Geneva AM, track that was huge, especially at BFM and Student Radio, Urban Planning, and my guest, Charlotte Ryan, and we're talking about Nightmares, which is an initiative to get the arts and artistic people involved in how the city is run. So Geneva will be great, Charlotte.
Oh, Geneva will be so fantastic. Yeah, especially with, I didn't sort of click actually, but her whole album is about, yeah, yeah, we must have done that very subconsciously, but she's brilliant. We've got The panel's very exciting, actually, because we try and get quite a, you know, a diverse panel, like an artist and a chef and a blah, blah, blah. But this time, this Wednesday...
Oh, okay, so it's not all, you know, like a chef. But mind you, that is an art in itself, isn't it?
It is, it is, it is. It's more like people that are doing cool things and, yeah, should have a voice
right.
in the city, really.
Yeah. But then, to be honest... Too busy to get amongst it most of the time.
But even the audience that comes, they end up having opinions and things as well.
Yes.
When I'm sort of hosting, the panel might say something or suggest something and I'll then put it to the audience and I'll say, well, what do you guys think? Do you think that we should have parking along, you know, Ponsonby Road or something? And everyone will go, yay or nay. So the whole crowd ends up getting quite involved, which is really fun, and people start thinking about things quite differently, hopefully, about the city.
Are you, any councillors there?
Yes. And in fact, we even had an MP show up to our submissions party. And
crikey.
I know, but it really showed that even that local MP, Helen White, didn't know anything about, you know, sorry, not anything, but it was really interesting to know that a person even, you know, so involved needed support with writing a submission as well.
Gee, okay, so I shouldn't really say that people are too busy. They possibly think that nobody's listening.
You're right. And also the council make it very difficult for us to give feedback. You know, the unitary plan, they sent out a postage to all of us throughout Auckland City. And I
That's
kept
right. It was like, what the
same.
Hell is this?
I couldn't get it. So then I sat down with a cup of tea and I read it and I just didn't get it. And it just made me so frustrated and confused. And I was like, right. And then I found out apparently Auckland City Council, some people believe they make these forms difficult so we don't, you know, make submissions. Yeah, honestly.
It would have taken a whole day, if not more, of research to sit there and actually follow the links through, understand what it was. I mean, we don't work for the council. We have really no idea what that massive plan entails.
Exactly, but we use the city so much.
Yeah.
And so they need our thoughts and feedback. But,
okay,
yeah.
So we've got Geneva AM, four-person panel. Who else? And we've got Lucy McRae.
Lucy McRae, who we mentioned before, who is in Dick Move and,
owns Double Whammy.
Double Whammy. We've got Samuel Takani, who is, he does a brilliant podcast called Rats in the Gutter.
He's funny.
He's so funny. But he's also, he's doing something very exciting with Netflix at the moment. And, yeah, he's a filmmaker and he also writes... Do you know about his erotic fiction?
Yeah, he writes erotic science fiction?
Yeah, like if you, for your birthday, I could get him to write one about you. Anyway,
wow.
He's brilliant. And then our final guest is Morgana O'Reilly, who so many people recognise from actress White Lotus.
Yes.
She was also on Housebound and, yeah, she's doing lots of theatre in Auckland.
She was the actor on White Lotus who had to look after the family.
Yes.
She's the one who was always with the clipboard.
Yes.
And
the
fruit.
Yeah, and kept taking their cell phones away. She took all their money. Yeah. But she, I mean, she's a perfect person for our panel in a sense because she's now one of our most successful actresses and honestly could probably live anywhere in the world. Why does she choose to live in Auckland? That will be the question for her.
Okay, so play another track, Charlotte. Come back and find out the details for everybody as to how they can come along on Wednesday night. But I wanted to play this one because it's absolutely could not be more relevant from Dick Move, who have their recent album came out and... it's got a great name, Dream, Believe, Achieve. And the lyrics in this track, one road will take me home through piss and cobblestones. Do you know what that road is?
Karanghape?
Take me.
been there. Wished I hadn't done that.
Charlotte Billing was probably in that last night on Karanga Happy Road too.
So that's Dick Move and Karanga Happy from Dream, Believe, Achieve. One of those wall hangings.
Yes, like, yeah.
Live, laugh, love.
Oh, gosh.
You got one of those, Charlotte?
No, but I do. I did think about starting an Instagram account based on batch art, because you know when you go and stay at a batch or an Airbnb, their art is often live, life, love, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, just sort of driftwood hangings.
Yeah, driftwood
with shells.
Or Pohutukawa or like a funny fish. No, that doesn't, not in my house, but I have a small appreciation for it.
That's the owner of the batch,
yeah.
The funny fish.
Yeah.
All right, okay, so Nightmare.
Yes.
Nightmare, the details, Wednesday night. I know it's a busy time of year, but it's a great thing to be going to, just to enjoy the guests and the evening itself and to, you know, get amongst the planning, if you like, for how Auckland's going to be in the next few years.
We're finding people leave the event very inspired and very sort of like buoyant and kind of like, this is cool, there are cool things. And I think you'll start looking at the city slightly differently, which is really cool too. Yeah, so this Wednesday, it starts at 6 p.m. and we're going into the old Soap nightclub. Did you ever go dancing at Soap? And it's sort of in Beresford Square, near the new train station. But yeah, so it will start at 6. The event, the panel starts at 6:30, and it will all be done by 7:30.
Oh, quick.
Yeah, really, quick. Really quick.
Done and dusted.
And then we are sort of, we've combined hands or held hands with the bars outside, so when we finish you go out and have a drink at the bars outside. But we've got some drinks for you, some hot chips and everything. It's really fun
and it's cheap as, it's only $15,
and $5 of that goes to Kickback, which is a really awesome fundraiser for youth development on K Road.
Yeah. Okay, so where can you get a ticket?
You can get a ticket from Eventbrite, or just look up Nightmares. And it's not the scary one. It's like the mayor of the city.
Yeah.
Nightmares.
Nice little play on words there.
Yeah. But you'll find us on Instagram, or you can find just my page and you'll find it from there. But yeah, tickets are selling well and it'll be really fun.
Oh, so great to talk to you, Charlotte.
Thanks
and catch
for having
up.
Us.
And best of luck with this initiative. It's a great initiative. Charlotte, you can turn the radio off now. No, keep it on. Might as well listen for the rest of the morning.
Yeah.
And I'll see you again. Good luck on Wednesday night.
Thanks, Karen.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.